thing, isn't it? Now, two people can be so evil. I mean, one person can be evil, of course. We only have to look no further than Vladimir Putin, Katie Hopkins, or that friend that betrayed you to see that. But in the main, people aren't true evil, the epitome of evil, without someone by their side, pushing them, or being equally evil. So many examples throughout history of two evil souls coming together and creating unimaginable evil. Fred and Rose West, Ian Brady and Myra Hindley, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. Will Smith on his own, he laughs at the joke, doesn't he? I guarantee you, he laughs at that joke. How do we know this? Because his first instinct was to laugh at the joke. He did laugh at the joke. Until he turns round and sees his wife's face and thinks, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't be laughing at that joke. Jada Pinkett Smith, she doesn't find the joke funny because it's a shit joke, but mainly it's a very dated reference. 1997, that film was out, you may as well be joking about the death of Dodi Al-Fayed. Goodbye, Egypt's Rose. But on her own as well, she does nothing. However, put these evil, narcissistic, completely without perspective people. Will, there's a war going on, mate. Do you think Zelensky is watching your tearful car crash of a speech and thinking, fuck me, I should resign now, because that's clearly what a brave actor actually looks like? No. He's looking at you like most sane people in the world. And thinking, well, whatever we thought about the rights and wrongs of the slap, we're all united with our thoughts of the speech, mate. Shut the fuck up. And stop crying. This is a total fucking embarrassment. Zelensky has stepped up to take on Russia with a rusty gun. We're going to now be slightly less impressed when an actor steps up to take on microaggressions with a slap and some tearful exposition. The days of the tearful Oscar speech are now well and truly over us. If this has marked the death knell of anything, it's the death of the tearful Oscar speech. As Ricky Gervais said so eloquently, just take your little award and fuck off. And I'm sorry if you think that's cruel of me. But imagine just how much more cruel I'd be if there were two cunts presenting this show. Lots of love.